Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
All right. It's Hot Topics time. Can you get your headphones over your head? Kevin, help him. Oh, he got it. Oh, nice. Warren is now blindfolded. He has the Batman mask on with the sticky notes over the eyes.
Can you hear us on the air?
Yes, I can.
Okay, we need to change that.
Oh, you don't want me to hear you?
No, you can't hear, because we're going to tell the listeners what you're eating.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll take my headphones off.
Otherwise, it won't be very fun for them.
I can, yeah.
So take them off then?
Just unplug them.
Yeah, no. Just do this. How about... Again, if we had any ability to play anything, that would be helpful.
Dead air, Kevin. Just saying.
Dead air what?
No, it's fine.
I don't have dead air.
Hello. Yeah. Hi, how are you?
I can still hear.
Somebody else talk. I'm good stuff.
I can still hear. Ooh.
You can still hear it?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Take your headphones off and plug your ears. We failed on the finding music.
Trying to find something to play over in his headphones.
Oh,
yeah.
Just about tore my ears off.
Yeah, you look really good in that mask.
What am I supposed to do, this?
Yeah. Believe me, he's not going to be able to hear you. There's no way. All right, well, you got Warren has no sense of taste or fashion, to be honest, but that's fine, yeah. And how many items do we have for him to sample, Kevin, that we're going to see if he can figure
Steve's
out?
Steve's got them in front of him over there.
Steve?
Yeah,
four?
Four, five, six. What? How many other things are on that plate?
Oh, okay. You
want to
count those things.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I can't even see the plate from where I'm standing, eight. So I'll have to take your word.
Eight
for
items.
It.
Eight things.
All right. All right.
I wanted to taste, just because he, last week when we were eating a pimento cheese sandwich.
That's
he was
right.
Like, tastes like tuna fish.
Which was
like,
great.
What? How does it taste like tuna fish?
Yeah.
So item number one, Steve, can you hold it up here and I will whisper as to what it is.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you, before you do
how
that,
about one with flavor on?
Kevin, before you do that, tap him and tell him to unplug his ears for a second. Go ahead.
No, he looks great. Yeah. He just
Warren,
plugged.
Before you go, just so you know that we will have to feed you these items.
Okay.
Yes. Just so you know, it's all food.
Okay.
Well, I just don't want you to
dog or cat. Nothing
we're not trying to.
Gross,
we're not trying to trick you by saying, we put a turd in there.
And what we did is we put a lot of flavors on crackers, basically.
Oh. Yes. Yes. I see.
So
what you're
that it was all kind of the same texture, because I do think you've been eating for 69 years. Like, there's a chance you know. Just from texture, what something is, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, so we were just trying to see if you can identify these flavors.
Okay.
All right?
Okay,
all right. Plug your ears.
So now you can plug your ears, and then
this is unreal. He's got the Batman mask on.
The ear plugging is the
eyes best. Covered and his ears plugged.
He looks scared.
Okay, Steve,
she
grab
looks
one
frightened.
Of them. Let me see what we have.
I can hear a little tiny bit, so don't say it loud.
Okay, we won't say it loud. We'll say it quietly. Kevin,
I can't tell what they are from that far away.
I see what we have here. Okay, we've got stuff spread onto a cracker.
Okay. I believe that is a cracker with mustard.
Okay.
Cracker with mustard.
All right, Warren.
Tap him.
All right. Eat it, Warren.
Here you go, Warren. You can
you take a bite of this and you tell us what it is.
No, you can give it to him. It's fine.
All right, I'm gonna give this to you.
There it is.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if I do.
Yeah. Okay. You're trying to identify the flavor on the cracker.
Everything tastes good when it sits on a Ritz. Okay, ready?
It's actually a Lunchable cracker.
Should I turn it over?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
He turned it right onto his tongue.
That's perfect. That's what he should do.
Oh. Weird.
Weird.
Sour.
Oh, he knows.
Weird
okay.
And sour. Okay, he notices sour.
Ugh. What in the world is that? Sardine?
Sardine
juice. Ew.
Sardine juice.
Battery acid. I don't know. Sour.
By golly, we were fresh out of sardine juice.
Wow. Wow, that's sour. What in the world is that?
Seriously, you're 0 for 1. But
Monty and Bruce, you guys, you had battery acid and accidentally licked your finger, right?
That's right. Agreed.
Really, that's
what
it was. That's
horrible.
Okay, well, that was a miss. Let's try the...
Okay,
no, let's wait till the end. It's way more fun. Plug your ears again, Warren, so Kevin can explain what number two is.
I'm having a hard time. Yep.
Okay.
Just by itself, yeah?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
All right, this is a piece of pepperoni. Pepperoni.
Yep.
Okay, Warren.
It's like password.
Just
stuff
it in his mouth, Steve.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I think it's better if you feed him.
All right.
Why are you shaking?
He thinks it's a dog or something.
He got close to Warren's mouth,
shaking, and dropped it on the floor.
What are you doing? It's right there.
Why were you panicking, Steve?
If it landed whatever up, I'll still eat it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, Warren will eat it. Yeah. Anything.
Do you want to still eat it?
Yeah, he's fine. Just put it in his mouth. He's not going to kill you.
Jeez.
Bite you.
No, Warren made a very disgusted face at first.
Tastes like carpeting.
Is it crunchy?
Sardine? No.
You got crunchy little pieces on it?
It's soft.
Okay, well, yeah.
Huh?
Soft? What do you think that might be? Again, roller skating accident, no taste of scent, no smell.
Is it like a little piece of cheese or something? It's a little bit spicy.
Okay.
Spicy cheese. Mm-hmm.
All right.
It might be spicy cheese. Okay.
Let's see what the next one is.
We'll see if you get any of these right.
All right. Plug your ears, Warren.
All right. Mm-hmm. Plug your ears. We have.
What is that?
Okay. That is a cracker with pizza sauce.
Okay. There we go. You can tap him.
He's going to get this one.
All right.
Come on, Warren.
All right, Warren.
Let's go, baby.
It's really spicy.
I'm not going to feed him.
Steve.
Bruce or Monty will, you know it.
I know.
Bruce, we'll give it to Bruce.
Feed your friend.
I can. No problem.
All right. It's all right.
We can clean these mics. Yeah. Okay, let's see if Warren can identify this flavor.
Come on, Warren.
Quickly, he got a pleasant look on his face with this one.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
Oh, sweet, huh?
Thank you for noticing.
Sweet heat.
Golly.
Okay.
Is it like jelly of some kind?
Jelly. Okay, jelly, yeah. We'll see, Warren. We're going to go back through these quickly and see what they are here.
Didn't taste bad, but it's sweet.
Give me some jelly.
I want to go through the first three because I want to definitely keep these. We have more, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steve, hide them out there in the other room so he can't see them because we'll let him take his mask off for a minute. Warren, why don't you take those out there real quick, Steve? All right, Warren, take your mask off and we will recap what you just ate. First of all, the first thing you had, you said... Tasted like sardine juice or battery acid.
Bitter.
Yeah.
How about mustard?
Oh, was it mustard?
Yeah, mustard on a cracker.
Yeah, how about that?
Right? Now that you say it, it did taste like mustard.
sardine juice.
Or a battery acid, yeah. And the second one you thought might be spicy cheese.
Yeah.
That was the one that Steve dropped on the floor because he thought you were going to bite his finger.
Yeah.
That was pepperoni.
Oh, just pepperoni? Really?
Yeah,
pepperoni.
Like you put on a pizza.
Wow.
Sorry, it landed on the floor.
I don't care.
And the third one that you thought was...
Jelly.
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 Jelly. It powers the submarine, but it's not what you ate.
It isn't?
Yeah,
it tasted real sweet.
Pizza sauce.
It was pizza sauce?
Yeah, pizza sauce.
Wow, it was way too sweet for that, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
No.
That's a good indicator of how much sugar is in pizza.
Maybe.
Sauce.
That's probably true,
but also a good indicator that your eyes are telling you what stuff tastes like. Uh-huh. Because in your case, your taste buds are long gone.
When you eat stuff, as it goes away more and more, he said it'll be memory.
Right, yeah.
So to me, I mean, it seems like I can taste
that
stuff.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, that pepperoni one that you thought was spicy cheese, but I don't know.
It kind of tasted like strawberry jam, the last one, to me.
Strawberry jam, pizza sauce.
Those are just almost the exact same thing.
They're identical. All right, well, we'll do round two of your taste test coming up, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Warren's taste test.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bruce, for 10 points and a chance to win the $10 that's on the MVP award, what is a Taylor Swift song title?
Okay.
Well, it was a chance to win points. You didn't lose any.
Kevin James.
I'm going to give Warren that same opportunity.
Okay, Warren.
Tim McGraw.
Wow. Warren.
Thank you. What?
Thank you very much. He's actually right. Do I need to come over there and hug you or something? What is happening?
I wish you would.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Hot.
When you're not, you're not.
Topics.
Hot Topics.
Just a few minutes away from the next round of the Secret Sound Hot Topics round number two. Warren taking a blindfolded taste test. He has no sense of taste or smell because of a roller skating accident, well documented at Riverfront Park. Rollerblading, actually. Correct, Warren? Or was it roller skating?
No, roller skating.
Skating, okay, my bad. So far, he has misidentified three foods. He thought mustard was sardine juice. He thought a piece of pepperoni was spicy cheese, and he thought pizza sauce was jelly.
Grape jelly, to be exact.
I really did.
So far, so good. What's he taste test?
Give me some jelly.
He's wearing a Batman mask with sticky notes covering the eyes. Are you ready to go for round four, Warren?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I just got to get a picture.
This is fun.
All right, Warren, can you plug your ears for a second And then Kevin can whisper what exactly he would like to have you.
This is a cracker with mayonnaise.
All right. Bruce is going to do the feeding because Steve is paranoid that he's going to get bit by a dog. All right, Warren, here we go. Open up your mouth. Our friend Bruce is putting a cracker upside down.
I'm going to flip it upside down like you did the last one.
Onto your tongue.
Ooh.
There it
is. That's how you feed another man.
Yeah, thank you, Bruce.
That's how you do it. He's chewing it up. He doesn't seem unhappy about it, but he seems unsure.
Didn't have a lot of flavor.
Is that right?
I know that's the cracker. Was it peanut butter?
Peanut butter. All right. Okay. We will find out if it was peanut butter.
All right. So that was number four. Let's see. We got the next one here. You want to plug your ears, Warren? Kevin will explain.
This one is not on a cracker, Warren.
Oh, well, okay.
It is.
Okay, now you got to whisper.
Another one of these. I can hear you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Thin items.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a piece of cheese. His least favorite thing.
All right. Here we go. Open up.
Open wide for Chunky.
Out your mouth.
Bruce has stuffed it into his mouth.
That's how you feed a man.
That's how you feed a man.
That's how you feed
Kevin's
a man,
famous
Steve.
Words. That's how you feed a man.
He's chewing it up.
Yeah.
Shaking his head. His shoulders.
Whatever it is, I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Shivered.
Doesn't have any flavor at all.
Oh, really?
It's all about the texture then at this point, isn't it?
Is
and you don't like that texture.
What do you think that was?
I think it's cheese.
No, cheese. All right.
I think it's cheese.
All right. And one more? Do we have one more? Or?
We get...
Just a minute.
All right. He's trying to clear his palate. Right. Yeah, okay.
Plug those ears.
Ears are plugged. Here comes the next
one. This is a cracker with skinny girl ranch dressing.
All right. All right, Warren. All right, he's got his ears unplugged. He's finished whatever that last one was. Here comes the cracker. Bruce is taking care of that. Warren is chewing.
Nope. Not really chewing.
Shook his head.
Hard to identify.
Chewing.
Yeah.
Didn't have enough of whatever it was on here from you.
Did not have enough of whatever it was. Okay.
A little dry.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think it was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's chocolate.
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 Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then one more, Warren. This is the fourth and final item you will eat this time around.
All right, Kevin, the password is.
This is a piece of ham from a Lunchable.
All right,
Warren. We'll see how we do.
This is an easy one, guys, right? He's going to get this one. Sure. He's going to get this one.
Slam dunk there. Yeah.
Super easy.
Bruce just dunked it into his mouth.
What, Warren?
That's like the first... It's like the first one at, where is it?
Where is it? We don't know.
Yeah, that's the question. That's what we're asking.
Well, I was going to say it was pepperoni, but it doesn't have any spice to it, and it has no flavor.
Okay.
Not cheese.
Right.
It does have flavor.
I think it's bologna.
Bologna. Let's see how we did. All right, Warren, you can take your mask off if you'd like. Let's see how we did for round two of Warren's blindfolded taste test. Warren, the first one that you had on the cracker that you identified as peanut butter.
Yeah, it tastes like peanut butter.
Was mayonnaise.
It was.
I can't wait for you to have a mayonnaise and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would have never, ever guessed that.
The second one, which you really disliked, and you've told us that you dislike.
Was it cheese?
It was cheese.
You were right. Yeah, that was the one. You were shivering. Like your body was like, ugh.
Yeah, it had no flavor at all, but it just felt like the cheese.
You don't like cold cheese.
I don't.
You like cooked cheese.
Yeah, like if you put the cheese on the cracker with a pepperoni.
Oh, okay.
It'd be okay.
I got you.
Yeah.
But like a grilled cheese, you would eat that.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
The third one, which you identified as chocolate, was skinny girl ranch dressing.
Okay. What is that?
Exact opposite of chocolate.
It really did taste like chocolate. But
Yeah, it did.
And I would say that the last one, I think, counts. You identified it as bologna. It was ham.
What was ham?
Out of a Lunchable.
Which may be bologna.
It might be.
Yeah, it may not be that different.
Yeah, it didn't. You know, it had the texture of meat, but had, to me, no flavor at all.
Seven, you had seven opportunities to identify things, and I think you, I would give him 2 out of 7, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 out of 7 is correct.
Yeah.
And some really funny ones.
Oh, man.
I mean, just
I mean, misses. The pizza sauce that you thought was jelly,
that had to be the, good.
That's interesting.
Ranch
yeah.
dressing that you thought.
Thought was chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah. And probably the other one would be the mustard, which you thought was sardine sauce.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Sardine
juice. And I love mustard.
Yeah.
But,
well,
wow.
There you go.
Brr.
It is funny. So it's just kind of what you see and remember the taste of.
Yeah, that's.
And you go, oh, I love that taste.
Yeah. That's what the doctor said would happen. It would just be memory.
He didn't lie.
Yeah. He didn't lie.
He's worth the copay.
Still didn't make me not chubby, though.
All right, we got Secret Sound for you. I don't know what that means, but we're over $500. We're going to play next.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh. Did you hear me right before we went on there and said, what did I say? Did you hear what I said?
Yep. Everybody got
Kevin James.
Here we go, fellas.
Here we go, fellas.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure I did.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. It's time for Jay and Kevin's.
Do you hear that?
Secret Sound.
Let's play the secret sound.
Let's do it, Jay.
We have lots of money to potentially give away right this very second. Hi, Shannon.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Very good. Are you ready for a weekend?
I am.
Yeah.
It's been a long week.
Yeah, I thought that this morning, too. I woke up and I even said to my wife, hey, it's the weekend.
Is that what you said? Yeah.
It was a lot like that. Yeah. It was a
I
lot
noticed
like that.
One thing about the week is it went from one end to the other.
Yeah, thank you, Warren.
Yeah, sure.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's way too short.
That's right. Have you been kind of paying attention to the wrong guesses, Shannon?
I have.
Oh, very good. I love that. All right, well, let's see what we're playing for. What is the value of the secret sound this time around?
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's secret sound is...
Yes? Huh?
$508.
$508. All right, Shannon, here we go. I'm excited to play. I hope you win. Let's give a listen.
Here's the secret sound.
Shannon, for $508, what is the Jay and Kevin secret sound?
How about locking a car door?
Ooh, we have not had that guest yet. Locking a car door. Not locking a car door.
Great guess, though.
That was a good guess. We're going to put you in the drawing for a $100 gift card, though.
Thank you.
Very appreciative of that. Thank you so much for playing the game. Also, we'll have the wrong guesses up, and I'm going to guess probably next week a clue if we don't get anybody to win, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Shannon, thank you. Appreciate you, and make sure we get her information. Shannon, it was with a good guess. I hadn't heard that guess yet. I do like when we get new guesses, you know, because it's like it eliminates the possibilities of what it's not.
Right, yeah.
And if you play, everybody gets qualified for $100.
Every wrong guess is a clue for you.
Thank you, Kevin.
The jackpot for the next round of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound will be...
$520.
$520.
Stay tuned right here to the big 99.9 Coyote Country for more chances to win. For access to all wrong guesses of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound, head to the big 99.9 CoyoteCountry.com and become a Country Club VIP member. And always, remember to secret sound responsibly.
Kevin, do we have a clip of the day today?
Oh, we sure do, Jay. We're going to have a clip of the day.
Kevin's clip of the day.
Does that include some poll time?
Oh, we'll sneak polls in, too. Yeah.
Oh, you bet we will. Yeah. Monty, just relax,
nope,
man.
I just like poll time.
No, I know. The clip of the day today is very fast. It's sometimes we just have simple misunderstandings with people. I was thinking of this. One of Steve's favorite words is interesting.
Interesting.
Is it interesting,
you're right.
Or is it interesting?
Interesting.
I say interesting. Unless I'm saying interesting.
Right.
Unless I'm
right.
saying it like that, yes, then it's interesting.
It changes it, yeah.
So I'm a little worried about Steve. You know, he's on some dating apps and maybe going to find love here soon. Who knows?
Yeah.
But he's, what if he were to tell somebody he was interesting? This could happen.
He is.
You told me you were interesting, but you're literally always in bed.
I'm into resting.
I'm into resting.
I like it.
Okay, I like it.
That was good.
Quick little misunderstanding.
Yeah, it can happen. And the words are difficult. Interesting.
Words matter, guys.
Yes, they apparently do, yeah. Be careful with your words, Steve. I know you're a wordsmith. Be careful with your words.
I am a wordsmith.
Interesting.
Poll time.
Time to jump on to Twitter or X and see. Got a few polls from the week. Let's see how we did. We started it off on Monday with what time does evening start? 5, 6, or 7, Monty?
6.
Warren?
5.
Bruce?
6.
Wow. I thought Bruce was going to say, I wish 4 was an example. 5 won the poll 52%.
Wow.
6 was 33, and 7 people were like, what are you crazy?
That's bedtime.
What are you crazy?
What are you crazy? Interesting.
Interesting.
Interesting. Yeah, so 5 o'clock is apparently when evening starts. They said it because a lot of people said because, you know, hey, the evening news starts
at
5 o'clock.
That's what a solid argument there.
Yeah, the evening news starts. Speaking of the evening news, do you ever pay attention to how many times they say certain words on the evening news?
Yes.
Like the word tonight.
Tonight, breaking news as we come on the air. Breaking news tonight, first tonight. Also tonight, in New York City tonight. Tonight, we are learning more. Tonight, you will hear what happens. Tonight, the race for president. Speaking out publicly tonight. Authorities tonight. And the tributes tonight.
That's a few times.
That happens. Whole time.
It was 11 times in the intro.
11 times. That's in the first, like, 90 seconds.
Wow, that's
of
funny.
The, yeah.
That's... You know, interesting.
I thought
interesting.
Yeah. I watched that last night, and I thought
tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
Last night.
Yeah, last night. And I thought, what would happen if David Muir came on with a smile and he says, "And tonight we've got lots of news." Instead, because he's always
no one would watch.
We got lots of news.
Very serious stuff. Yeah. How often do you use an ATM machine per month? How long often do you use it per month, Monty? ATM.
Once or twice a year?
Once or twice a year. Okay, once or twice a year. That was not one of the options, but I'll look.
Okay.
What did you say, Warren?
I'm going to say... I'm going to say 2 maximum.
2, okay. All right, Bruce. Cash machine of any...
Hardly ever.
Yeah, like maybe once or twice a year, like Monty? Yeah,
probably, yep.
0, 1 to 5, and 6 to 10 were the options. 1 to 5. Kevin, what was your answer? I'm trying to remember what you said.
It depends.
We took the casino out of it.
Yes. Oh, then 1 to 5.
That's funny. Time.
Do you have a working DVD player at your house, Bruce?
DVD. No, I think we got rid of the last one.
No more DVDs.
No.
How about VHS?
Well, probably.
Probably one of those.
We got all the movies anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's it, yeah. Warren, DVD?
Yeah, we got 2 DVDs, and then one's a DVD / VHS player, you know, all in one.
Whoa, you still have a combo?
Yeah.
He's got a waterbed, Jay.
Oh, that's true. I forgot.
That's on point, Monty.
just pointing out the obvious here, son.
Oh, let's crawl in the waterbed, Lori, and watch the VHS DVD combo.
Surprised he doesn't have the Betamax combo.
I'm putting that on the poll. Do you own a waterbed and a combo VHS DVD player? I'm going to say there's not going to be many that vote for
that. Hasn't been used very much. Lori bought it for down in the basement when she's walking on her treadmill.
Okay, sure. Yeah, yeah.
But she doesn't do that much, and so it doesn't get used much.
Easier to walk outside. Monty, working DVD player?
Yeah. Oddly enough, I do actually have one. It's a little Blu-ray player.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that's right. We got one in the motorhome, too.
Well, there you go.
And it's a dual. It's a dual.
Look at you go.
Is it? I was still talking.
Sorry, Monty, but I was so excited.
He's combo guy.
And now, Monty, over to you.
I haven't used it in probably 5 years, but it's still plugged in.
One more quick one for you. Have you ever ordered and used Uber Eats or DoorDash? Bruce.
I have doorknobs and wing windows.
just go with it.
That'd be no.
Warren.
Never, ever, ever in my short-legged life.
Monty.
It wouldn't come. They wouldn't deliver.
They might not deliver where you are.
Yeah, they wouldn't deliver to you, Warren, either. I don't think.
Probably not.
No, but no, I'm just against it. Period.
Just not. Don't want people delivering your food.
No, it's just that's lazy.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's just
you're right about that. It's also convenient.
All right. Yeah. There you go.
67% said no. Surprisingly, I didn't think it'd be that high.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show.
Jay Daniels.
Hi, hey there, hi there, ho there. Good morning. Sorry.
Okay.
Good morning, Spokane.
Kevin James.
Yeah, you got to warm up for that. You can't just.
No, I started with no breath. I realized I needed to take a deep breath to do that.
Is that what that was?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
By the way, Lori has texted in, and not your wife, but Lori has texted in. They have a waterbed and a working DVD VCR combo.
Good girl, Lori.
You're not the only person. Congrats.
Not the only Lori that has one of those.
One more in Spokane County.
Yeah. Final thoughts brought to you by Burke's Disaster Restoration. Monty, you can kick us off.
I can, or I could pass and come back later.
Warren, you can kick us off.
You know, I'm just looking forward to the weekend because people who I like being around are off. And tomorrow's my wife's 70th birthday.
That's awesome. Are we supposed to say her age?
We're taking. Pardon me?
No, that's too late, Jay.
Well, yeah. I could take Sarah from them. There, I said it backwards.
Thank
it's gone
you.
Now.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday to your lovely wife.
Yes, she's a sweetie.
From
and,
all of us.
And I just want to say that, you know, the early bird gets the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese.
Final thoughts.
I actually like that.
It's
valid.
It's not a lie.
Yeah. Brewster.
Yes. So, as I said earlier today, we was cutting some trees down yesterday.
Yes.
Why is it when you start doing one that's kind of semi-dangerous, the wind starts blowing?
Oh, that's yeah. Right.
That's Murphy's tree.
Never fails.
Yeah, it knows, doesn't it? Yeah.
Sure.
Dang it. I'm just glad you guys, when you said yesterday you were cutting down trees, I'm glad that you're here with all digits.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. We should have had a video.
I'm sure, yeah.
You ever think while you're doing that project, do you guys not know anyone younger to do this?
That's probably worth thinking about.
Like that's my mom was having her roofing done a while back, and one of her very good friends, Dwayne, who I think is like 80 something, was on the roof doing. And Now, granted, I ain't getting up there, but I was like, can't we find anyone else younger than Wayne's?
I'll help you out.
It's time.
Yeah, maybe Steve could be the next.
Oh, yeah,
well,
Steve.
And Bert that was helping Bruce is younger, but he's not in good shape. His body's breaking down.
Dang it.
Poor guy.
Oh, man.
Final thoughts.
Monty.
Okay, I'm ready. Yeah. Steve, I am going to get you a pocket knife.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it? Is it?
It's kind of an unwritten rule. We'll discuss off air about the pocket knife. And and I'm looking forward to actually setting up the sprinklers this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Do it the right way, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We might be warm enough finally.
Might be. And looking at the 10-day, I think we're skating past the super colds.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, right?
I know I'm done with it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, enough's enough already.
Final thoughts.
Steve, new pocket knife owner Steve. What's up?
Not yet and not ever. excited to dance the night away.
Ooh,
tomorrow.
Yeah, let's
second
go.
Second chance prom, Kevin.
Yeah, Steve, I'm looking forward to having you there for sure.
It's going to be a good time, maybe with gelled hair.
Will there be videos?
I hope so.
Yeah. I'm sure there will.
Steve, are you a dancer, Steve? Do you like to dance?
Sure.
He's gonna get dragged into it, whether he is or not.
I love Steve because it's like, sure.
I've already told a group of friends. Well, my brother and his wife and their friends are going to be there. And then Reggie and Sarah. I'm just going to turn Steve over to them and be like, get him out there.
Hey, he's proven. He's posted pictures and videos of himself dancing. Yeah. So
I think he's going to be into it.
Yeah.
No, really?
I mean, I like dancing if there's other people dancing.
Yeah, sure.
Well, there will be.
Imagine Reggie and Sarah there.
Yeah, that'll
awesome
be.
Awesome people.
Won't that be something?
Oh, final thoughts.
All right, Kev.
Real quick about the second chance prom. It's a lot of work leading up to it. I feel like this year we're going in way better. Last year I had no idea what I was doing. And I learned a lot of lessons. And so this year, I feel like I have it a little more organized. I got a lot of people to help do things so that it doesn't become more of a stress fest for me like it was last year. But if you still want to go, there's still a chance. You can just go to SpokaneProm.com. It's going to be a fun night. It really is going to be fun. And again, raising money for the Jay and Kevin Food Drive.
Food drive.
Warren's words, if you missed anything from the show today. All you have to do is listen to this list, and you will know everything that you missed. Here we go. Nature Coffee Producer, $1.99, 19 Seasons, 2024, Batcave, Robot Round, Bubbles Pledge, Cody Conan Tortured, Hayford Highway 2, Glove Box, $508, Snap 2 Story, Allison, Pallbearer, pallbearers, wavelength, 1 million Northport Miller's Cole Rickles, Bro, Grape Jelly, Clip News, Bottom Right Mumble Mother.
Whoa.
Mumble Mother.
Holy.
Okay.
Final
thoughts.
Okay.
Jay?
Just a congrats to Coach Few for, again, being part of Team USA. The Olympics, going to the Olympics. He's the only non-NBA coach who's going to be on team.
Oh, wow. And, I mean, the team is just full of truly the greatest players, and he is right there coaching them. It's very cool.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I mean, he's got LeBron and Steph and Kevin Durant and Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, Jason Tatum, Joel Embiid, just a few. But yeah, Team USA going to the Olympics. Coach View, huge honor. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's very really excited about it,
yeah,
too. Like, he's like, this is the, as a coach, he goes, I really feel like it's the highest honor you can get is to represent your country.
Do all those people know him yet?
I mean, he's familiar with most. You mean the athletes or the coaches?
Yeah. Do they know the coach yet?
I mean,
know of him probably, or maybe
know who Mark Few is?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because he coached a little before. So.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's a very awesome honor. So congrats, Coach. I know you're listening. Shout out, my man.
For sure. 99.9 Coyote Country.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
That's the show. Got to go. On the way out, we got a pair of tickets to the Custer's 49th Annual Spring Antique and Collector Sale. It's tomorrow and Sunday at the Spokane Fair and Expo Center. Tickets for you at 509-441-0999. Call in number 7. Fellas, thanks for coming in.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
See you in a couple weeks.
So fun.
Yeah, Monty's going to be gone next week. You boys.
Oh, good. Oh, I mean, sorry.
Bruce, really? All right, I'll remember that.
You expect that from Warren, but not from Bruce.
Yeah, I'll remember that. Monty? I'll remember that, Bruce.
Now, so
thank you, Brutus.
So next week, Bruce and I both get more questions.
Yeah, that's the only bad part for Beat the Show.
Oh,
yeah.
Something good. Talk about cars.
Yeah, oh,
cars.
Yeah, Steve.
Cars? All right.
Cars, something I know about a little bit.
You're asking for it now, because now if you don't get a lot right.
I know, then I'm
just going to look bad on
I'm just going to say piffle right now.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
He's not over it. You can see it's still bothering him. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye now.
This is KXLYFM. And now your Coyote Country
I was looking through the Batman mask.
I'm changing the keyword to friend, because obviously, Bruce is a very good one. So.
Yeah, whatever.
Friend is your keyword. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you on Monday. Thank you so much for listening.
Get rewarded for listening. Log on to the big 99.9coyotecountry.com now. The big 99.9 Coyote.